It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now, could church parking lots help power the growing number of electric vehicles on the road? Call in with questions about electrifying Wisconsin and America. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 for conversation. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jonathan Orr is Vice President of Business Development at Charge Enterprises. Jonathan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
So your company is installing EV charging stations in churches, church parking lots in DC, Maryland area. What makes churches attractive places for EV charging?
So the opportunity came about because we actually, part of our business is also a broadband infrastructure business, and the churches did a lot of work with some cell towers as an ancillary form of income. So it was actually an inbound request that we found interesting. And what's great about the opportunity is, number one, the churches just have a lot of scale. So this is going to be a nationwide problem that requires scalable solutions. But also churches generally have very good locations within dense areas. So just by bringing those two things together and their mandates of wanting to service their communities, it's a really natural fit. And we're excited about the positives that can come out of it.
And churches, houses of worship, they can be found in basically every community.
Correct.
So Charge Enterprises, your company, is deciding which of the 600 churches in the Washington, D.C., Maryland Church Conference will have these stations. What makes one church parking lot better than another?
Yeah, good question. So we're deciding in concert, obviously, with the leaders of the church as well. So there's a bunch of different factors that go into it. I would say first and foremost is just the ability to pull power at each site. Obviously, they're all going to have very different abilities to have the power to actually service the chargers. So if you have a site that requires substantial upgrades, that's going to be a lot more costly than somewhere else where you have the necessary power to go in on day one and just do the work. There are also other considerations such as, you know, space in the parking lot, the exact location. Certain locations are better than others. We want to be in a dense area where there's a lot of traffic and there's going to be a lot of EV users to actually use the charging so that it's a more lucrative proposition for the church. But no two sites are the same. So it's a team effort all around just to try and find the best locations where we can start this out. And then over the coming years, as EV adoption grows, ideally, almost all of these locations would become better and better as it becomes easier to facilitate.
How many charging stations would a parking lot have? I mean, what amount of real estate are you looking at per church?
Yeah, so we're in the early stages of just EV adoption in general throughout the country. So for now, we've kind of view it, and in concert with the church groups as well, as more of a pilot. So it would be, depending on the size of the church, we're probably looking at somewhere between 4 to 8 different chargers. We want to make sure that the things that we're installing are being used. We don't want to install too many and then just kind of have them sitting there idly. So again, depending on the amount of members and the surrounding community, obviously if it's a very dense community with a lot of EVs penetrating already, we might increase that number, but it all goes into our analysis.
What happens on Sundays or on weekends when lots are typically fuller or busier during services?
Yeah, so that's part of some of our conversations that we've been having. We want to make sure that it's a benefit to the communities at large and also to the church itself. So we may go into some scenarios where we have all of them public. There may be other churches where we have a subset of the chargers that are just used by the church. Maybe we might have another where we just have a subset that are just used on Sundays by the church. All things that we can kind of maneuver around. And that's part of our offering is we want to make sure that we handle the entire process and come up with the different engineering and software solutions for each of these churches so that it fits exactly what their needs are and it only serves as a benefit to both them and their communities.
Give us a sense where you are in this idea process. I mean, what is the timeline for installing EV charging station, you know, in churches in this particular conference area?
Yeah, so a lot of the heavy lift is upfront on the planning, engineering, and just the process of finding the right location. So we're in the midst of doing that now. Part of it also is we have a lot of different alliances and partnerships with hardware companies. We're hardware agnostic, so we really handle the design, engineering, installation, and maintenance of the charging. So we're trying to find the best solution for the churches, and that is not just on the hardware side, but it's also economically, finding the right incentives. So with all that said, we're hoping to roll out the first subset of them. Obviously, we're not going to do all of them at once. I would say we're going to probably start rolling out the first subset of them in, let's say, the coming weeks,
Okay.
start that process.
Let's just pause there. Jonathan Orr with a firm that specializes in electric vehicle charging infrastructure. Call in with questions, 800-642-1234. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Churches, houses of worship, may be an untapped resource for electrifying America and developing a network of EV charging stations. Call in with questions, 800-642-1234. We have Jonathan Orr with us, Vice President of Business Development at Charge Enterprises. That's a firm specializing in EV charging infrastructure. Let's take a call now. Jim is joining us from New Berlin. Jim, hi. What's your question?
Hi, I'm wondering if they've heard of the technology and are planning to use it where you can just drive up to your charging station. There's a screen on your car telling you when you've centered your car over a magnetic charger, and it automatically charges your battery. You could use a credit card or something like that to pay for it. And you wouldn't have to get out and plug it in. I saw that on a recent episode of This Old House, and it looked like it would fit right in with the idea of the charging in the parking lot.
Parking lot charging. Jim, thank you for this. Jonathan, what do you make of that?
Yeah, so our team is constantly looking at new technologies and new companies pretty much every single day in the space. I have definitely seen and heard of this technology. It's almost like you drive over and you install it underneath the pavement. It's pretty interesting. At this point, though, similar like your phone, I don't know if you've ever used those new chargers where you drop your phone on the charger and you kind of use it instead of plugging it directly in. The technology's not as direct and it doesn't charge as effectively right now, but longer term, it's a great solution to a lot of the points that the caller raised, assuming that the state of charge can actually be as effective as plugging in directly.
Jim, thanks for the call. Looking specifically at the churches concept, could churches benefit financially from having an EV charging station? What are the financial dynamics?
Yeah, great question. So, as EV adoption goes up, the answer is unequivocally yes. So, depending on the business model that each church comes up with, if the church invests directly themselves in the charging, it's a lot more lucrative because they can take control of the power. And at that point, all of the utilization upside goes to them. In other models that we've explored, where perhaps the hardware provider invests for the church, they get less of that revenue, but they do get a small piece of it for providing the land. So it depends on the investment the church is willing to make. But generally speaking, once utilization of the charger gets around 20 to 25%, they become pretty profitable on the energy.
Mary from Cumberland called in and is wondering if churches leasing their parking lots to EV stations, would that interfere with their nonprofit tax-exempt status?
So obviously everything we would do would make sure to not interfere with that. It's a similar business model, as I said earlier, to some of the stuff they've done in the telecom space. So we don't believe that that will have an impact, no.
what about digital security? There have been vulnerabilities in EV charging stations and perhaps prone to cyber attacks. What privacy protections are needed in this space?
So that's gonna be very important. There's gonna be a huge push around just the data around all of this with the charging and with all the apps that everyone's gonna have on their electric vehicles or just on the charging itself. Again, we're speaking to companies, new companies almost every day in the space as far as developing new software, new hardware. The protection and the data aggregation part of it is going to be a huge lift as well. So something we're definitely focused on and always have our ear to the floor for.
Demand for EVs is booming. I'm wondering what other places in communities, what other real estate could be viable that we haven't thought about?
Yeah, so right now our primary clients are auto dealerships. That's where most of our work is taking place because that's where the revolution is really going to start. You need to sell the EVs for it to have the mass adoption. And the major OEMs right now are actually mandating that their dealers put in charging so that they can sell and service the electric vehicles. But some natural progressions that we believe are going to come next would be hospitals, education centers, schools, school buses, and large fleet. And then from there, we just think, I mean, there's somewhere between 100 and 150,000 gas stations in the country right now, depending on what figures you believe. So we've got a long way to go to get that many fueling stations out there replaced with electric charging stations. So there's a lot of work. It's going to be a nationwide effort.
Jonathan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jonathan Orr is with a New York firm focused on EV charging infrastructure. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.